Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City. And with us right now is first-time author Lisa Grunberger. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
And your new book, your first book, is called Yiddish Yoga, Ruthie's Adventures in Love, Loss, and the Lotus Position. Sounds funny, is it?
Very funny. You'll be plotting.
I'll read a little description of the book that your publicist brought over. The book is written in the voice of Ruthie, a recently widowed New York City Jewish grandmother who accepts her granddaughter's gift of a year's worth of yoga lessons with surprising results. Yiddish and yoga. Who'd have thought? How'd you put those two together?
Right. For me, it just people keep asking me that. It seems so natural. My short answer is I'm a Jewish and I'm flexible. The longer answer is I guess I'm infused with both cultures. And when we're infused with cultures, it's native to us and we take it for granted. But my parents weren't from this country. My mother was Israeli. My father was from Vienna. And so I'm first generation. And I grew up in a trilingual home. So Yiddish was very natural for me, as it is, I think, for a lot of people who live in Long Island and Brooklyn and Manhattan. And then I'm a yoga teacher. I'm a certified yoga teacher, and I was teaching out in Long Island when I wrote the book. And the voice came to me of this kvetchy, kind of funny Jewish grandmother.
I don't want to give up the, quote, surprising results, but tell me about the beginning and the middle of the book. Where are you taking us with Ruthie?
Sure. Well, it starts off, as you said, where she's recently widowed, and her granddaughter gets her a year of yoga, and she has a dream where she's on a magic carpet, and she says, oh, and Calcutta meets Miami Beach. And she says, so I ran to the yoga center, and I hadn't loifed so fast since Lohman's 50% post-holiday red tag sale. So that's how we bring in some of the braiding together of the two traditions. And she's braids it together like a challah loaf, she says at one point. And she renames yoga poses. So if it's a dancing eagle pose, she says, this is like a challah loaf. So she's translating. Each time she goes to yoga class, she translates the yoga poses into her own native Jewish tradition to understand. Because that's what we all do in life, right? And she's at first skeptical. And then she realizes, oh, I'm getting a little svelte. This yoga's taking effect. And she falls in love with it. She also falls in love with Sammy, her yoga teacher. She develops a crush on him and ends up doing the poses wrong. And he says, can I adjust you, Ruthie? I want to respect your space. Adjust, Babula, adjust. Because it's the closest thing she comes to intimacy in a long time, the hands-on adjustments. And then she finally goes on J-date at the age of 72. And I don't want to give up too much, but she ends up having a date with Walter Kirschbaum, a widow. They meet on the Brooklyn Bridge, and he has Moe and Curly, his two dogs with him. And she reunites with an estranged sister, Pearl. So she really goes on a journey, and she, in the next book, hopefully, she'll be certified as a yoga teacher. So
now I know a few Jewish grandmothers, and I know you can't get away from them without learning some life lessons, getting some advice whether you want it or not. What kind of advice are we going to get from this New York City Jewish grandmother?
Right. Well, it's a good question. I think it's a book about possibility, and the Buddhists have a concept called beginner's mind, and that means coming to yoga mat, to life when you get up with the mind of a child. And that means to be playful, to be flexible, which is what we're trying to do in yoga, right? And to come with a sense of wonder. And Ruthie certainly has a sense of skeptical wonder. Everything for her is experience new. Whether she's in downward dog, in dancing lotus pose, in goddess pose, it's all new for her. And she's in an act of make-believe, right? She's making believe she can do these poses, and hence she does them. So she anticipates the unexpected, and it happens. She falls in love again. And I think the other lesson a Jewish bubby grandmother would give you, that to always have a sense of humor, you know, to never give up in life. And even the word humor, the root of it comes from humus, the earth, to be earthy, to be full of life. And where there is breath, we say in Judaism, there's life. So to always be hopeful.
Do you have a Ruthie as a grandmother? Was that your inspiration?
No, unfortunately, I don't. I had a grandmother. She passed away, but she wasn't really much like Ruthie. More that the character is more of a composite character based on my mother, Rachel, who passed away about 15 years ago, and another client I had. a 90-year-old yoga client, and she's based on her. And one day I was walking her through a moving visualization meditation. She opened up her eyes. I was dabbing lavender oil on her forehead, and she looked. She said, "How many times a day do you have to do this? Wouldn't it be easier if you just tape recorded yourself, for God's sake?" So she's a woman who really, that voice of skepticism, moxie, seichel, chutzpah, was really inside me, you know, and that infused the character.
Lisa, your first book, as we said at the beginning of the interview, how did you like the process, and should we expect more from you?
Oh, absolutely. The process has been amazing, from writing it and then finding a publisher. New Market Press has been amazing. Esther Margolis and the whole staff there have been nurturing and creative and completely supportive. And, of course, Yiddish Yoga Part 2, coming to stores near you. It really is great. If I can quell for my own book, it's a great book about possibility, and really it'll make you laugh and cry.
Well, if we want to quell over it, is there a website we can look at it?
Yes, you can go to yiddishyoga.com and find out my speaking engagements and any tours that I'll be on all over the States.
She is Lisa Grunberger. Her first and new book is Yiddish Yoga, Ruthie's Adventures in Love, Loss, and the Lotus Position. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.